The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Let's get to the Bulldog Roundtable, folks.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15, 10, 5. Get in there! Touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ballgame. Georgia will win this ballgame.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Georgia got him a new baseball coach, and we spoke about that earlier in the show. So don't want to do that again, right? We're going to talk a little recruiting here.
Thank
the
you,
Bulldogs
Bob.
Missed out on Sammy Brown, as I just got through talking about. He goes to Clemson, but Georgia announcing some big news. Justin Green, who's from Mountain View High School in Gwinnett County, one of the top-rated defensive linemen in the country. We're talking about the 24 class, like Sammy Brown was in, or is in. But Justin Green has now committed to come play at the University of Georgia. I would imagine Trey Scott, who's done a marvelous job with this Georgia defensive line, when they brought in Trey Scott, that was not a strength of the team. It seemed like Georgia was missing out on way too many of these defensive linemen. Well, since Coach Scott showed up, that has changed. They are loaded on the defensive line. Trey Scott has done a great job on the recruiting trail and did a great job here. Justin Green is one of the top 100 rated players nationally in the 24 class. And when you just look at strictly the defensive linemen across our great country, he is rated out as the 11th best defensive lineman in the country. And apparently Trey Scott has sold him on coming to Georgia and being the five technique in this Georgia scheme. So that is the defensive end slot that is lined up over that left offensive tackle. Justin Green going to be playing for the Bulldogs. Coach Trey Scott staying at home. Gwinnett County is going to be proud of him putting on that Bulldog uniform. A big dude, too. I'm watching some of the video highlights of him right now. And a year ago, looking at the junior midseason highlight reel, and nobody's blocked him yet. Throwing these offensive linemen around like a rag doll. So a lot of recruiting on the show today, Road Dog. Man, I have tried hard to get totally into the recruiting thing. But, DT, I'm sort of a casual observer of the recruiting. I have a tough time looking more than a year down the road when we're talking about these recruits.
Yeah, we've talked about that. To say I'm not interested is not fair. I am interested in these guys. I want them to recruit good players, right, that other people seem to think they're good players, but more specifically getting the guys that they want into the program that they think that fit. But first and foremost, until these guys are on campus, there's no guarantee. These guys flip around. There's tons of reasons to look at different schools.
Change their mind.
Absolutely, and there's nothing wrong with that. It happens all the time. And then on top of that, even the guys that do end up coming, you don't know what kind of player they're going to be. You don't know how they're going to turn out over a few years. A lot of these guys need some time. And then really, on top of that, I don't think that these 18, 19-year-olds need all that added pressure when they haven't played a game yet. So I put a little stock into it. I'm interested in it, but don't hang my hat on some 17-year-old from Texas or whatever.
404-231-1680, the phone number. You want to jump in here. We would encourage the recruiting guy to give us a call and let us know what you know about Sammy Brown, who's going to Clemson, and now Green. When you see Kirby tweeting out, "Go Dogs," immediately you start looking, okay, who they get a commitment from this time.
How about them Dogs?
Yeah. Got to load up with talent. You can't just do it one year in a four-year cycle. You got to book in these classes, man. And that's what Kirby and this Georgia coaching staff have done a marvelous job of doing is, you know, you lock down one class and then you're already halfway locking down the next one. And then you're looking ahead 2 years down the road. Who you got coming in? Load up year after year after year, recruiting the best available talent in the country. And nobody's spending more money than Georgia is on the recruiting scene. Number one recruiting budget in college football would be the Georgia Bulldogs. Pretty, pretty impressive. Continuing to line up these highly rated players.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY. And there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required. And they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.